Hello everyone, this is another episode of Fun.net, and today we are speaking with Siddharth. Hi!
Hey Bertrand, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Today we are going to talk about Tizen.
Right, that's right.
And for those of our viewers who are not familiar with Tizen, Tizen is an operating system for devices that Samsung is developing as an open source project, correct?
Right. So Tizen is an open source operating system. It's an open source project which is Linux-based and hosted by the Linux Foundation, and we are one of the contributors to the project.
Okay. So what does it typically run on? Is it TVs or?
Right. So Tizen is Samsung sees Samsung, we're a software driven company, and we really see the future of our connected devices and IoT devices to be dominated by software platforms and software services. And so Tizen has been built for connected devices. So from when Tizen was started, the connected devices and IoT was already about, and so we built it for the requirements for that. So and currently it's running on smartphones, smart TVs, wearable devices, and various other kinds of IoT devices. So this really meets our Samsung's vision of the future being software driven, with a lot of emphasis on the platform and services.
Okay. I believe you have some slides to show us and some demos. We're going to see some code actually running.
Yeah, that's right. Should I start sharing my screen, and should we get on with that? Okay. All right. So do you see my, are you able to see my screen? Okay, let me hide you. Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm Siddharth Gupta, and I work on the open source Tizen OS project in the Software R&D Center at Samsung Electronics in Seoul. And I've been working on Tizen.net ever since we started this project. And today I'm going to introduce Tizen, and I'm going to introduce Tizen.net. And there are many big questions which a lot of our friends and fellow developers have. So I aim to also answer those questions, and we can discuss more about those during my presentation and some of my demos. So let me first talk about some of the questions I hope to answer and where I see this talk going. So firstly, I'll talk about what the Tizen OS is and where you can see it in action, where, what kind of devices it runs on. And then next, I'll start talking about Tizen.net and why I and all of us here at Samsung Electronics are so excited about Tizen.net. We've been working really hard on this, and I'm really looking forward to talking about it and discussing it with you. And your participation and involvement in Tizen.net is of utmost importance. So I'm going to also talk about how you can work with us and how you can get involved in Tizen.net and how you can develop Tizen.net applications to run on a variety of different kinds of devices. And Tizen.net is new, and we're totally committed to it, but it's in the early stages, and we want to take you on this journey with us. So I'm also going to share some of our roadmap, talk about the next steps we're planning with you so that you're in the loop, and perhaps you can also give us your feedback so that we can go on this journey together. So let's start off with what is Tizen. So Tizen is a flexible operating system for multiple device types. It's based on Linux, and it's hosted by the Linux Foundation. And we've built it to address the needs of connected and mobile devices and IoT devices. So this means as a Tizen developer, you can build app for a variety of kinds of devices, such as smartphones, smart TVs, IoT devices, wearables, and many more. And in fact, if you want to see a Tizen device running, you can head over to a Samsung store, and we have Tizen devices which you can try and buy. So all the Samsung Gear wearables, so for example, the Samsung Gear S3 smartwatch, which is currently our latest smartwatch, that runs Tizen. All our smart TVs are running Tizen, so any of the smart TVs you see in the Samsung store will be Tizen based. And if you're in South Asia, perhaps in India or Bangladesh, our Samsung Z series of smartphones, they all run Tizen, and we have a fully functioning app store, and you can go in the app store, you can download some of your favorite apps, such as Facebook, for example. So these are all out there. In fact, we have over 50 million Tizen devices all around the world. So many and all different kinds, different device types. So that's what Tizen is. But what exactly is .tizen.net? So simply put, Tizen.net is an exciting new way to develop applications for a wide variety of device types, such as smartphones, wearables, TVs, and IoT devices, as I just mentioned. So let's look a little bit into the actual architecture. So prior to Tizen.net, there were two ways to develop Tizen applications. The first was you could directly access the native subsystem modules over here and build native applications. Or secondly, we had a web API layer over the native subsystems, and then you could use web, you could create web applications. And now we have Tizen.net. With Tizen.net, you can make .NET applications which run on Tizen. So to make this possible, we have worked hard on getting the .NET Foundation's .NET Core running on Tizen devices. And on top of this, we are supporting Xamarin Forms for making a user interface, and we have Tizen platform specific APIs over here, which will help you and enable you and allow you to access device specific features, such as managing the volume of a Tizen device. So you want to change the volume in your app of a smartphone, for example. And the Xamarin Forms and platform-specific APIs sit on top of the native subsystems here. And if you put all this together, you get a .NET application which runs on Tizen devices. And this this is really exciting to us because it's going to be very easy for you to create the applications which you want most efficiently for your users. So
the fact that it's using Xamarin Forms means that people who already know Xamarin Forms, who already know C Sharp and .NET Core, have some immediately reusable skills that they can apply. And they only need to learn what? Tizen platform specific APIs?
Yeah, you learn in .NET Core and Xamarin Forms or C Sharp. All of that, you know, you know, you don't have to learn a new language. Xamarin Forms is the same on Tizen. The same code will work. .NET Core is working. And the Tizen platform-specific APIs are also totally in C-sharp and all of that. So I mean, you may have to just look up our API specifications, which are available on the Tizen website. And if you need to access a specific device feature, that's but absolutely a lot of if you're familiar with .NET and C-sharp, you're more or less ready to create a Tizen application.
Can you explain why .NET Core was a particularly interesting choice for Samsung?
Sure. That's a great question, actually, and there are many reasons for you choosing .NET Core. So one is, firstly, C Sharp is such a powerful language with amazing features. You know, we have link, we have delegates, we have threading, system I/O, It's very easy and efficient to use, even with memory management and those kind of features. That's one big reason. And if you combine this with, you know, the amazing APIs such as the CoreFX APIs, it's just so efficient and straightforward for an app developer to make the app which they want to make efficiently for their users. And we see .NET running everywhere in the future. And as I've mentioned, Tizen is built for connected devices and IoT devices. So we also see Tizen running everywhere. So there are very similar goals between the .NET core project and the Tizen open source project. You know, our visions are aligned, and it's a natural fit to work together to provide a coherent experience across multiple device types. And of course, .NET core is open source, and this is a big attraction to us. And furthermore, Xamarin Forms provides great cross-platform user interface, and there are many Xamarin Forms developers out there in the world, and for them to be able to build apps on Tizen is such an exciting prospect that this is another strong reason for us to get involved with .NET and .NET Core. Does that answer help you? Help answer some of the queries
it's
you have?
Yeah, it's a great answer. Thank you very much.
Okay. So maybe I can talk a little bit about the Tizen.net so far, where we started and where we are at right now. So in June 2016, so last June, Samsung joined the .NET Foundation's technical steering group. And we did this because we wanted to help more developers enjoy the benefits of the .NET open source projects. And then in November 2016 in New York at Microsoft's Connect 2016 event, released preview 1 of Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. Here at Connect, we were able to show the fruits of our labor to the world, and this was a huge milestone for us. And in the keynote, we showed a complete .NET application running on both a smartphone as well as a smart TV. And we got to interact with many developers, and it was great to see such positive feedback from them. I also actually did an on-demand session for Connect 2016, which is also available on Channel 9. So you can definitely look into that, check that out. That shows you also that's a brief introduction to how to get started with Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, which is the extension for Visual Studio, which can help you make applications for Tizen. And then at the start of this year, in January, at the end of January, we released Preview 2 of Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. And this was very much based on listening to feedback, which we got at Connect, and in the months after that, to improve the developer experience. We also added support for various new APIs, and we improved the overall application's launch speed and performance. The overall Tizen.net application's launch speed and performance in Preview 2. And now we're committed to further previews. In fact, in a couple of days, at the end of March, March 2017, we're going to release Preview 3 as well. So that's the general timeline of Tizen.net so far. Now let's actually look into some of the major areas of work and what Tizen.net involves. So since starting the Tizen.net project, we have been working on multiple fronts and have output in many areas. Firstly, we have been working on ARM support for .NET Core and have been heavily contributing to the .NET Core project and GitHub. Secondly, we have also been contributing to the Xamarin Forms open source project. So as we saw earlier, you can use Xamarin Forms to actually create the user interface for your Tizen.net applications. And this is because now you can use the cross-platform Xamarin Forms APIs on Tizen, as well as other platforms that you may have used them before, such as Android, Windows, or iOS. We've also been making Tizen platform-specific APIs, which we also saw in the architecture diagram earlier. And this will help our developers access device features. I mentioned, for example, you might want to control the device's volume. You could also, for example, configure the device's network connectivity. And all of these areas of work come together into Visual Studio tools for Tizen. This is what you as a developer can use to actually create the perfect Tizen.net application and provide, and will help you provide the best experience for your app users. So let's look into some of these major areas of work, and I'll talk about what we've contributed in all these areas. So I just mentioned that one of our main contributions has been to the .NET Core in the area of ARM support. This has been for the Linux and Tizen operating systems, and ARM32 is the primary architecture on a variety of Tizen devices, and our contributions have been specifically in the area of ARM32 support. And working on Linux has actually enabled us to drive the community forward and get other developers on board. And then, as I mentioned previously, Tizen is actually Linux-based. So then after the Linux support, we've been able to add Tizen support as well. And I'm really pleased to say that we're now passing all the unit tests, and we're extremely proud about this. We also, the new version of .NET Core, .NET Core 2.0 is due soon. And when it's ready, we're totally committed to providing ARM32 support in the new version of .NET Core as well. And we're really looking forward to working with Microsoft and all the other .NET Foundation's community members to make this happen. It's been an amazing journey so far. It's been short but amazing, and we're really hoping to carry this good work on. Furthermore, our runtime team has also been working to make the whole application launch process faster so that our friends and fellow developers can actually deliver the best experience to their fellow users. And so as part of this, we have been looking at various options such as pre-compiling some of the system DLLs to make applications launch faster on the on actual Tizen devices and Tizen emulators. And so in each preview, we are improving the performance as well. So that's an overview of our contributions to .NET Core and the .NET Foundation's open source projects. I also mentioned that we've been contributing to Xamarin Forms. And of course, one of the most significant parts, most important parts of any application, regardless of the kind of device it's running on, is the user interface and the layouting. And on Tizen.net, to make the user interface for your application, you can use Xamarin Forms. We've been contributing and maintaining Tizen support for Xamarin Forms since preview 1. And so basically, this is not a new set of APIs. If you've used Xamarin Forms before, you know everything you need to use Xamarin Forms and Tizen. So in fact, you know, if you are already a Xamarin Forms developer on perhaps Android or iOS or Universal Windows, you're also now a Tizen developer. You know everything you need to do, and you're ready to start. Furthermore, as some of you may know, Xamarin Forms also allows platform-specific APIs to be added, and we have contributed some of these as well. So, for example, on Tizen, you can modify the style of a Xamarin Forms button or change the blend color of a Xamarin Forms image. These platform-specific APIs are not available yet. You'll be able to add this functionality to your applications after changes to support these are merged into the Xamarin Forms core. But we also have Tizen Xamarin Forms extension APIs, and you can use these. These are basically new controls such as radio buttons or predefined custom cells or a calendar view, and Basically, the Tizen native APIs have a rich set of UI components, and we've received a lot of feedback since preview one with developers asking for .NET support for some of these components. So now in the Tizen Xamarin Informed Extension APIs, we provide these components, and you can use these to enhance and make your applications more rich and provide a more pleasant experience for your application developers. So that's the Xamarin Forms contributions. As I mentioned...
So those additional components, are they only available for Tizen, or...?
Yeah, that's right. They're available on Tizen, but they behave very similar to... they behave just like as normal Xamarin Forms controls, so you don't have to learn anything special or new to use them. You can use them like a control, like a normal Xamarin Forms control. Is that okay? Okay, makes sense? All right, cool. So then I've touched upon a few times, we also have Tizen platform-specific APIs, and this is to access device features. I mentioned volume or controlling network connectivity, and to use these, it's just like how you would use them in any other Xamarin Forms application. You can use the dependency service, just the standard way to use dependency service, and you can access device features. And this is also provided and ready for you to use. So what does all of this mean? You know, I've spoken about .NET Core, Xamarin Forms, Tizen platform-specific APIs. I keep coming back to these three components. So what does this actually mean for an app developer? So this means that you can leverage the power of C# and Xamarin Forms to create your applications. So with C# you have, you know, unprecedented access to great features such as collections, threading, file IO, link, delegates, and many, many more features. And then with Xamarin Forms, you can use a strong toolkit to easily develop, you know, cross-platform applications, so it can reach users on Tizen, as well as Android and iOS and Windows users who you may have already been reaching out to before. So this is what it means for you. This is what you can use. And so the next question is, how do you actually use Tizen.NET? How can you actually build an app? And the solution and the answer is Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. If you download this from our website, you can immediately start to efficiently build Tizen apps in the familiar Visual Studio environment. So this means you can benefit from many of Visual Studio's strong and great features such as IntelliSense and debugging. And as we've been discussing, .NET Core CLR runtime is supported. And I've mentioned we have very strong API coverage, so this will really enable you to make the application which you want for your users. And of course, if you make an application, you need to be able to see it running. You need to be able to see it on a device. And so we are providing both two emulators, a mobile and a TV emulator. So you can build mobile and TV applications. In fact, you can use the same code and run them on both mobile and TV emulators as well. So you can see your app, a real app, running and working. So Visual Studio Tools for Tizen also comes with many other tools, such as a certificate manager to create or import author certificates. So if you are a prior Tizen developer, you could import the certificate which you've been using before. We also provide an emulator manager where you can configure the actual emulator's characteristics. So perhaps, you know, how much RAM you wanted to use. All of that is possible. All of these tools are available on Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. But so I'm looking at my watch, and I think I've been talking quite a bit, Bertrand. So I think I really want to actually show you Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. So how about I switch over to Visual Studio Tools for Tizen and we look at some code, we look at some applications. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds good. Would be awesome.
Okay. So let's go here. So here I am on the Tizen Developer website. And okay, so this is the Tizen Developer website. And the reason why I'm here is because this is how you're going to start off with making applications for Tizen.net using Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. So it's developer.tizen.org. And this is how it looks like. So if you look over here, we have a dedicated link for Tizen.net. So if you click on this link, it's going to take you to the Tizen.net landing page. Okay, so here we are. And this page contains a wealth of information about Tizen.net, but we're just going to look at how you can actually get started and download Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. So let's click on Getting Started here. And over here we have links where you can download the installer for Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. Before running the installer though, I'd recommend clicking on this link, Installing Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. This contains a list of it for the emulator or Visual Studio. So for example, you should have the latest Visual Studio 2017 or Visual Studio 2015 with Update 3 if you haven't had a chance to upgrade yet. Just check, run through this list, make sure you've got everything ready before you run the installer. Of course, I've actually already got Visual Studio Tools for Tizen installed, so I can actually go onto my Visual Studio, which is over here. I go to Tools, Extensions and Updates, and I click Write Tizen. So you can see after you've installed Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, you would have a Debugger and Visual Studio Tools for Tizen 2 extensions listed here. So this is how you can verify that you've got successfully installed Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. Okay. So Visual Studio Tools for Tizen is now successfully installed. So you're ready to actually make your first application. So we can go to File, New, Project, and let's see what we can do now. So because we have Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, we can actually use Tizen templates and create Tizen.net applications. I mentioned that we can use Xamarin Forms create your application. So you can use, and this means you can use the Xamarin Forms portable class library structure. So one portable class library and then different projects which instantiate that portable class library on different platforms. Let's actually look at this properly. So if I create a new portable application, okay. So the project wizard comes up and you can choose which kind of profile or device type you want to create for. So for example, mobile or TV. I've actually already created the basic application, so let me open that up. And I can launch some emulators, mobile and TV. Okay. So this is what, if you were to create a new Tizen Xamarin Forms project, this is what it looks like. So we can see the structure is very similar to a normal Xamarin Forms portable application. We have a portable class library, and then we have various projects instantiate the portable class library in different application frameworks or different application models. So we can see it's referring to Xamarin Application 1, so the portable class library, so the mobile project is doing that, and TV project is doing the same. And in fact, we can look at some of the code in the mobile. We can see that it creates a new instance of the app class. And if I look into that, the app class is, we're using Xamarin Forms. This is portable code. So everything is very, very similar and the same as this any normal Xamarin Forms portable class library solution, which you may be familiar with. So let's actually run this. So we have a mobile application and a TV application. So let me run this on the mobile device. Let's actually see the same portable class library running on two different device types. So here's the mobile emulator. So welcome to Xamarin Forms. That makes sense because our portable class library is a content page with a stack layout. Inside that stack layout, we have a label saying welcome to Xamarin Forms. So this is, you know, your hello world for Tizen.net.
We were a little too fast here. We didn't have time to see the emulated screen.
So here's the emulator screen. So if we look here, we can see on the mobile device it says welcome to Xamarin Forms. And I can run this on the TV devices, TV emulator as well. So that's just installing right now. And here, can you see it says welcome to Xamarin Forms as well? In the middle, is that showing up? Okay, so, and this makes sense because Xamarin Forms portable code has the label is welcome to Xamarin Forms. So there you go. Now, so this is, you know, the first Hello World application, but of course you're going to want to make more advanced applications. You might also have to learn a little bit more or look at some code examples. So when I first started with Tizen.net, I found looking at sample applications really, really useful. So here on the Tizen developer website, if you click on samples, you can see we have a huge variety of samples here. And, you know, they all showcase various features of Xamarin Forms or Tizen.net. And I'm a big fan of looking at sample applications because, you know, they're ready, they work. All you have to do is download them, you know, tweak some features here and there, change a bit of code up, you know, and run it on the emulator and have a look at it. So I actually downloaded the calculator sample application and I wanted to show that to you. So let me open that up. Calculator runs, so I don't need to have this open for now. TV can be closed and close this one. Close the Hello World as well. So here is the calculator sample application, and we can see it again contains a portable class library and then some code to instantiate the application within the Tizen application framework. So if I look into calculator, the main function here on create, we can see it creates and loads a new application, new calculator application. And if I keep digging into that, I can see that it sets the main page as a new calculator page. And now we are firmly in Xamarin Forms territory. So the Tizen code has linked to Xamarin Forms, and this is Xamarin Forms code. We have a content page here. We're using Xamarin Forms. And we can see that if I look into this, we can see that it's using XAML. So in Xamarin Forms, you can use XAML to define your layouting and user interface. And the same can be done here on Tizen, just like any normal Xamarin Forms code. So calculator main page. So we can look at calculator main page dot XAML. So that's over here. And no, everything is the same. We have a grid, and you know, first row of a grid is a stack layout with a label, a box view, a label, and a box view. So, you know, let's run this on the emulator and see how this actually looks. So here we are. Here's the calculator. I can do various calculations, and it's going to work them all out for me. And as I mentioned earlier, we had the first row of a grid, which was a label followed by a box view, followed by a label followed by a box view. So that's, you know, that's reflected here on the emulator. And then if we look below, we have various buttons, such as the one, so all inside a grid. So I'm a big fan of using sample applications to learn how to use complicated layouting or complicated Xamarin Form features such as grids and stack layouts. And you know, we even have data binding going on here, and you know, the font sizes change depending on what is entered. So it's a little small now, but if I write something new, it's a little bigger. So, and we're, you know, we're using images for sources, and it's just a great way to look at some code which you know works and improve your development capabilities. So I definitely recommend checking out some of our samples. Okay, so all of this is really good and fine, but all of these solutions which I've shown you so far are actually just portable class libraries and then another project for running your application on Tizen. But many developers ask me at Connect and have been asking me since, you know, what if I'm already a Xamarin Forms developer and I have an application, a solution which is working on Android and iOS or Windows, you know, how do I also run that same code on Tizen? So let's actually look at how you can add a Tizen project to an existing Xamarin Form solution. So to do that, we first need a Xamarin Form solution. So over here, this is BoxView Clock. I'm here on the Xamarin Forms official website. This is a sample application which is available. I really like this clock, this application, because it's very interesting how boxes are used to actually create a clock. I think that's a very interesting use of the box view from Xamarin Forms. So I've actually got this downloaded. So let me open that solution. Let me close the calculator. Okay, so this is what the solution looks like. Totally standard portable class library, then project for Android, iOS, and Windows. I want to run this on Tizen. What do I do?
Yeah, so for the moment, it's something that you got from the Xamarin website. It doesn't have any ties to Tizen at all.
Right, and you know, if Xamarin Forms cross-platform APIs and applications can work on Tizen, you know, it's very natural that an app developer would want to run this on Tizen. So let me show you how you can actually do that. So there's just a few clicks. So I can right click on the solution. I can add a new project. So because we have Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, as we saw previously, we can add a Tizen Xamarin Forms portable project. This is a portable class library solution, so we can do that. I can call it my Tizen box view clock. Okay, so I can add that. Box view clock is just for mobile, so I'll do that. Okay, let's wait for this to create the project and add it. Okay, so let me collapse everything. Let me restore some NuGet packages. Okay, so, right, so let's let's look at this. So we can see it's added a Tizen mobile project called My Tizen Box Reclock. I specified that name, and it's a Tizen mobile project. And what's interesting to note is that it's detected that there's a box reclock portable project here already, and so it's added that as a reference already for you, so you don't have to do that. This is right here, and it's pulled the correct NuGet packages. And if I look at the main function, the onCreate function, I can see that it loads loads a new instance of the app class, which is exactly here, app.cs. So I don't have to write any code. I don't have to configure anything. I don't have to do much tweaking. I can just add a project, and it will detect an existing portable class library, and it links to the portable class library.
That's pretty amazing. You basically said, I would like that to also run on Tizen, and presto, it's done.
Exactly. And you know what? Let's actually run it on an emulator. Yeah. Let's check that this is actually real. So here's the emulator. Let's power that on. Okay, it's going to build. So it's building right now, actually. Now it's installing. Here we are. Box reclock on a Tizen emulator. So, you know, I had an existing Xamarin Form solution, and I didn't have it running on Tizen. I didn't have it Tizen support for it. In a few clicks, I have a Tizen application.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Yeah, so this is, you know, we're really excited for this because, you know, if you have a Xamarin Forms application, you can now reach so many Tizen devices all around the world in a couple of clicks. I think this is really amazing.
It is. Very impressive.
So, okay, let's take a step back here. So Xamarin Forms enables you to share code across platforms. That we know. How about also sharing code across different device types, such as TVs, sharing code between TV and mobile devices? So we saw that briefly in the Hello World application, which I showed earlier. But let me show this to you in a little bit more detail, and I'll provide some tips on sharing code between TV and mobile devices. So let me open a gallery application, which I've been working on. And this is basically a picture gallery. And I've got it, and I've made it for both to run on both mobile and TV. So here it is. Everything is what we've seen up till now, you know, a portable class library and projects instantiate your application. So let me open, launch the TV again. Okay, and in the meanwhile, I'll run this on the mobile device, and let's just look at some differences. So the first thing which we need to note is that both the Tizen Mobile and Tizen TV projects are both referring to the same gallery portable class library DLL. So they're using the same, they're sharing code. Okay, let me run this on the mobile device. Put the mobile device over here. Okay, here's my gallery on the mobile device, and I think the TV started. Okay, so I can also run this on the TV. Okay. Let me just get that installed on there. Okay, so, you know, it's more or less the same, but, you know, we can visibly see that there are some minor differences, for example, the buttons here. And So one of the main differences between when you're building for TV or building for mobile is the way the user interacts with their device. So on a mobile phone, we're all very familiar with the concept of using our hands and fingers to touch and swipe and pinch. Of course, on a TV, that's not practical. So we have a remote. So this also means that sometimes when we design our layout and the whole user experience, we need to be aware of these slight differences. So the question is, you know, how can I reuse most of the code? You know, the grid over here is the same for both platform, both device types, but I just would like to add the buttons here. So how can we share most of the code, but yet keep it a little bit customized depending on the device type? So here in this class grid page, this is basically the landing page with the three pages. If I scroll down, we can see that I'm using this device idiom idea. So device is from Xamarin Forms device. So this is a normal Xamarin Forms API, which is what it is. And target idiom is a Xamarin Forms enumeration. And basically I'm saying, if the device is not a phone, I should display a navigation button stack. So that's the previous and next buttons. And I should also add an OK button. So that's basically the button saying select image, which we can see over here. So device idiom, that's one feature you can use from Xamarin Forms to customize the layout. Another thing which I wanted to show you is this. Let's say I go to this dog picture and I select this image. What I want to show you is now, if we go back, so we get back on this page, we can see that the next button is already in focus and it's been selected. And that's because of my implementation. I thought that, you know, on a mobile phone, it's very easy to choose an image. You can just select any image and it will go there. But on a TV, these are all extra clicks, which is extra work for my user. So to me, it seemed logical that when the application launches, normally the giraffe is selected or one of the first images is selected. So it's quite reasonable to think that the button that is most probable to be pressed would be the next button. So I've just set that in focus so that the user only has to press the OK button. If we launched and it was on the previous button, you know, they have to then first select the next button and then press OK. And, you know, if you have a more complicated button structure, that can be a little cumbersome for the user. So how did I do this? Basically, when the page is appearing, I used all Xamarin Forms visual elements have this focus method, and I basically just set the next button as focus. So that's a simple trick I can use to enhance the user experience for my users. And of course, a third way of customizing behavior between mobile and TV devices is if I were to define an interface in the portable class library, and then I could implement them differently on both the Tizen mobile and Tizen TV projects. So that's a bit of some tips and advice on how you can share code between device types, yet account for differences in typical use scenarios on both these device types. Okay, so I want to show you another application, actually. So let me open it up. It's Clock. You might think I have a thing for clock applications. That's not the case. It's just by chance. So let me open this. I don't need a TV anymore, so I'm going to close that. And done with the gallery, so I'll close that. Okay, so let me run this on the mobile. Okay, so this is a clock with clock application, another Tizen.NET application with world clock or stopwatch, a timer, or alarm features. So let's say I want to add an alarm. I want to choose the alarm type, so it's either sound, vibration, or vibration sound, and only one of these is possible. So currently, Xamarin Forms doesn't have a control which allows only this a radio button control, which you can add to a group, so only one, you know, only one radio button of these is selected. So if I select this, the other one should be deselected. So I mentioned earlier in my slides that we have Tizen Xamarin Forms extension APIs, and basically here we're actually using a radio button control, which is from the Tizen Xamarin Forms extension API. So if I look into this, I can see that the radio button is inheriting from a Xamarin Forms view. So it behaves, you can treat it just like a normal view. And it's just part of this Tizen Xamarin Forms extension namespace. And we have this group name property, which, you know, the consequence of this group name property is that only one radio button in a group can be selected. So all our radio buttons are part of this alarm type group. So only one of those can be selected, one radio button in a group can be selected. And that's more or less what I wanted to talk about, at least demo to you today about Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. How are we doing for time, Bertrand?
We're good.
We're good?
Yeah, okay. This is pretty cool. I love the demos. And
I'm looking forward to see what you create.
So for people who are interested in contributing to Tizen, what kind of contribution are you looking for?
That's actually a very important question. I'm glad you asked that. So as I mentioned in my slides, we've been heavily working and contributing towards the .NET Core project, mainly ARM32 support over there. And then we're also supporting Xamarin Forms for Tizen, and that has three aspects. One is, you know, supporting the normal core controls. Then we have Tizen platform specific controls, and then we have the Tizen Xamarin Forms extension APIs, like the radio button, which I just showed you. And all of these are contributions to either the .NET Foundation's .NET Core open source project or to Xamarin Forms open source project. And we're doing this, but we would really love for our fellow developers and friends to join us on this, help us with this, discuss with us, you know, is there a specific control they want us to support, and perhaps, you know, the Tizen Xamarin Forms extension APIs either, you know, and we can work together and implement those controls. And, you know, it's all about providing the best experience for our fellow friends and developers. So we're really hoping and looking forward to your support and contributions.
What's next? What are some events that people can follow, and what are the next releases?
Sure. So let me jump back to my slides, actually. I've got this covered over there. So, okay. Do you see my slides? Okay, so before I get onto what's coming up and what's next, we have, I just want to talk a little bit more about kind of resources and how you can learn and how you can, make the best app for your users. So On our website, we have a variety of API specifications for the Tizen platform-specific APIs. We have some guides on helping you, you know, create your first application. And I mentioned, and I've shown you a running sample application. So check those out. And because, you know, a lot of this is, you know, just Xamarin Forms APIs or, you know, standard C# library functions, a lot of this is also available online. You know, there's loads of information on various blogs. Xamarin have an excellent blog on their website. The MSDN site has just so many resources. So, you know, there's a lot of ways in which you can customize the learning and develop an experience for you. And I'd really encourage you to look into that. Okay, so I mentioned at the start that I also wanted to talk about what we're going to do next, and this is because Tizen.net is a new project, and we want to take this really far, and we want to take it with you. We want you to join us on this journey, so I want to share some of what's coming next, and you know, let us know what you think so that we can work together on providing the best developer experience for you and the best user experience for your users. So what can you look forward to? So firstly, the third preview of Visual Studio Tools for Tizen is scheduled at the end of this month, so the end of March. So that's in a week or so, a couple of days. I mentioned that preview one was at Connect and preview two was at the start of this year, so now it's time for preview three. And we have many new additions lined up for you. So for example, self-contained deployment style applications, 32-bit emulator, we have a device manager, we can manage your Tizen devices, a log viewer, and just many more tools to make the development experience more smoother and more comfortable for you so that you can really focus on, you know, coding and actually getting your app ready for your users. So we're trying to make everything smooth and convenient for you. And then looking further beyond preview three, we have some major further milestone releases scheduled. So there are two coming up in this year very soon. And these are big releases for us. And they're scheduled for currently May 2017. And October 2017. And by then, there's, you know, the next version of .NET Core, .NET Core 2.0 would be ready, and we're totally committed to supporting that so that your apps run better, the whole development and user experience is just more supreme with that. So we're totally committed to that, and with each preview or milestone release, we're adding more APIs, to really enable you to create the unique application which you need to create for your users. That's, you know, it's all about that. So these are some of what's coming next. And actually, all of what I've described is available online. We have shared our roadmap online. So I'll show you where you can find that. So here I am back on a Tizen website, and if I go to introduction, and I click on roadmap. So all of what, did you get that? Okay. So here I am on the Tizen website. Our roadmap is here. We want to share this with you so that you can also plan, and you know, you're on board with us. All of what I've mentioned is available to see here, plus more. So, you know, which features would be complete, what is going to be in the preview stage. Have a look at this. I really encourage you to look at this. And, you know, get in touch with us if you have any feedback. And, you know, we can work together on this journey of getting .NET running on all kinds of devices all around the world. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, about Tizen.net. I've shown you some demos. We've seen what's coming up. You've seen actual Tizen.net running on TVs and smartphones now. And, you know, all of us here at Samsung, we're really, really excited to see what you create with Tizen.net, especially because you can use your existing Xamarin Forms applications and run them on a Tizen device. So, you know, all you have to do now is get onto the Tizen website and download Visual Studio Tools for Tizen and start creating. As I mentioned previously, we're going to keep releasing more updates, more previews, more milestone releases, and we want to provide the best experience for you. And to do this, your thoughts and opinions and ideas are invaluable. So please get in touch with us on our forums, and we definitely read them, and we will definitely listen to you.
Thank you very much. I can tell you how much I appreciate your taking the time to demo this today. I hope our viewers will try it and create some great new applications that run on TVs and mobiles and watches. This is very exciting. It's become more target such a wide variety of internet, which couldn't make me happier.
Absolutely, yeah. We're super excited to see .NET running everywhere, to see Tizen running everywhere, and I think together it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks again for this presentation. This was really interesting, and thanks to all of our viewers for tuning in next week. Bye, everyone.
Hi, everyone.